either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Shaitan has many ways to deceive insan, human beings. In fact, from day one, from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam until now, in every era, in every given time, he has employed the right strategy, the right technique for that period of time to trap people and to deceive people. And he will make sure that he gets everything right. And so, for an example, in the modern world that we live in today, one method that Shaitan uses to trap people is that he will put in front of people words that are of good meaning. That when you hear this word, it's got a very decent meaning to it. But then slowly what happens is that he will completely change the definition and the meaning of that word. And we will not even realize that. And that is how he works. So for an example, the word freedom. If I was to ask you, what's wrong with freedom? What will you say? Is there anything wrong with freedom? Actually, nothing's wrong with freedom. Freedom is something that's very, very good. People who have fought for their country, for the freedom of their country, are highly respected, are given the honor as being Shaheed Shuhada. So freedom would mean that you have completely unshackled yourself from slavery. So there is nothing wrong with that. But then what happens is that this word freedom, slowly, Shaitan gives it a spin. Shaitan uses that word to promote what he wants. Vices, indecency, guna, sins. And we don't even realize how it's done. It's all done by how you speak, the words that you use. So for an example, then you will hear of people saying in the wider community that, oh no, our youth, our students, our young generation, people in the modern world must be given this freedom to express themselves. See how it is now changing. Freedom to express themselves. freedom of speech. Nothing wrong with that. You can swear at Moses, you can swear at Jesus, you can swear at Aliyadhu Billah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, you know, modern world, you know, draw cartoons, do whatever you want. Freedom of speech. Freedom of expression. Our youth must be given this freedom of space. And the only problem is that we will never counter question and therefore let it go on. But if you actually inquire and if you start asking questions, that freedom of space, what do you mean? What is freedom of space? That there is no space given to our youth, the modern child that is growing up, or individuals? What space are we talking about? Freedom of speech, what are we talking about? Freedom of expression, to express yourself, to express your feeling. What does that mean? Who is restricted? So these are very magical words. And these magical words, what happens? They twist. Pay attention, brothers, very carefully. They twist the thinking of a Muslim. They twist the thinking of a Muslim. Back in the days, what would happen is that they would want to take young children and they would be kidnapped and taken away, abducted with the enemies. And then you would have professional people who would play with their minds so that these children actually change their religion and fight against their own people. So you had people who were trained in this. And they would use magicians and they would use all sorts of people. In fact, a time would come that he would forget his own father. Who is this person? I don't know you. What is your name? I don't know. So Shaitan employs the same tactics, same strategy. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech. So now even this Muslim boy is thinking, yeah, you know, freedom. I should have that freedom. Freedom. And then Shaitan takes it to another level, in case there is even some restriction to freedom. So then now Shaitan wants to make somebody very indecent, behaya, completely shameless. So now they talk about, you know, adult consent, that you're an adult. What are you? Back in the days, for a person to be an adult, it was 21 years of age. What was it? But then the Shaitan said, you know, this is too difficult to make people gumrah, to mislead. I need young ones. What do I need? So from 21, it was 18. And now from 18 to 16, what is it? I took my son to the royal infirmary. He was not well. So what happens is that the nurse will look at the child first and then the doctors will. So when I was sitting there, the nurse speaks in front of my son whilst I am there. That son, you know the laws of the country that if you want, we can ask your father to exit the room and you can talk to me privately. Can you imagine that? You can ask your father to exit the room because he was at that age. So now at 16, 15, 16, if the child looks mature and he has understanding, even the solicitors, the lawyers will tell you, especially if there's a dispute between husband and wife. So then if a child says, no, I want to stay with my father, that will be at his own discretion. They will say that, no, we feel that he has that understanding. So now you lower that at the age of 16. So now what Shaitan is telling him, and what people will tell him, that look, now you are an adult. You are an adult. You can talk how you want. You can watch what you want. You can say what you want. You can think whatever you want. There is nobody to restrict you because you are an adult now. That consent, adult consent. Now you're an adult. So you can be whatever you want. You can watch whatever you want. There is nobody to say, even your father has got no right over you. because you are an adult. Even your mother can't say anything to you because you are an adult. This is the game how shaitan actually plays. Can you imagine, my respected brothers? And so our people actually fall for this, and because this is from shaitan. The shaitan is tampering slowly with the human mind. And so he feels, I can do whatever I want and nobody is there to tell me. And if there's somebody who tells me something, I will say to them, mind your own business. I'm old enough. I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want. Now I can sign. I can have my own bank account. I can have a provisional license. So I can do whatever I want. So from freedom, you'll find, you know, consent. You've become an adult. You are 16 now. You can do whatever you want. And subhanallah, you'll see that shaitan slowly wants to promote what he wants to promote. So what is the mission of shaitan? My respected brothers, shaitan does not like families. Listen to me very carefully. Shaitan does not like families. There was a time, once upon a time, you know, our grandparents, great-grandparents, that all the family and the children, mother and father, would live happily together. They would live happily together. But yes, you're right, in this modern world, things have changed a lot. So everything now is about an individual. Even when a child gets married, he'll say to the father and mother, Abba, salam, I'm going. My privacy, meri wife, I'm going. My children, I'm going. Shaitan does not like family ties. Shaitan does not like a very strong bond in the family. This is what he hates. And usually the aim of shaitan is how to break families. And so how to break families now with the modern technology, with your emails, your WhatsApp, your messages, YouTube, you know, instantly a photo can be taken. So what can you do? You are a detective yourself. You can do whatever you want. So shaitan wants to break the families, and now he will break the family by inserting in the community promiscuity. What will he want to do? Make them behaya, promiscuity. So when there is promiscuity, you know, everybody can break. Everybody will break. So to break everybody, how does it work? How does shaitan work? Now what happens, my respected brothers? Shaitan again uses another word. And that word is love. How beautiful is the word love, isn't it? It is more beautiful than freedom and also being an adult, love. Obviously, shaitan cannot say, you know what my mission is and these are my people and we want you people to become immoral. You see, when you become immoral, when you become completely, when your mindset is that I am an adult and we have this freedom, the mission also is to make him irresponsible. When he is irresponsible, he is very easy target. Because if you're responsible, what will happen? You will want to save money. And this world is all about consumerism. It's all about consumerism. So if you become responsible, shaitan loses. So he needs to make sure freedom, complete freedom. That is why you'll see for some people, their lifestyle is, I know of people, one person whose earning might be £2,000 a month. And how many people are there? Just one. Even in £2,000, they find themselves to fall in debt. Can you imagine that? Allah takes away barakat. £2,000 and you still haven't. Because of their lifestyle. Because of how, when you become irresponsible, and you want to squander and splash money here and there, this is exactly what shaitan wants. And with that, promiscuity. So how does he promote promiscuity? How does he promote indecency in Muslim families? Because the target is a person with iman. So now you will find that the word that he uses is love. It's a very beautiful love. It's a beautiful word. This word love is beautiful. You love Allah. You love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love the Quran. You love your wife. You love your mother. You love your children. You love your friends. You love everybody. How beautiful is this? To love somebody. There is absolutely nothing wrong in showing love. And when you love somebody, my respected brothers, this is also in Islam. But now what shaitan does is that he will move this definition of love to a different level. From a halal love to a haram love. See, you have to be very careful. I use the word simple English. Shaitan will trap you. What will you do? Now, you have to decide that is this a trap from shaitan or is this the decree of Allah? Is this from Allah? Is this from Allah? Does Allah, because of my good deeds, want me to do this? Or is this a shaitan's trap that is set for me? So for an example, in this modern world, there is what we call Valentine Day. How beautiful. Now, at least in our community, there might be some understanding and some education, but you go to some parts of the world. If you go to India, for an example, subhanAllah, everywhere is Valentine's. And these Indians fall in love so quickly, we don't know. We know what it is. Inko to bas love hi love. They start singing in the streets also. Musical band aa jati hai, start singing. Pyar, bas inko pyar hi hai. Pyar ho gaya hai, sabko pyar. And now a girl that you could never dream of asking her out and how, shaitan says, don't worry, you know, 40, is it 14th of February, Valentine's? 14th. Yeah, 14th. 14th of February comes, you know, you'll say, will you be my Valentine? I love you. Will you be my Valentine? Now this girl won't be offended. Shaitan says it won't be because now it's a ceremony. What is it? Everybody's doing. Now she likes it. You know, 10 people said to me, will you be my Valentine? 10 people. I am so pretty. 10 people came to me. That person, this person, they all want me to be my Valentine. Astaghfirullah. This is the way shaitan promotes promiscuity, fornication, zina, unlawful relationship. What is it? Unlawful. When in reality, this is actually a pagan celebration. On the 14th of February, you know what used to happen? The Romans did not like men getting married because they wanted to, their vision was to have a very strong army. And if men were married, then slowly, obviously, they would become weak. So they wanted men to remain strong. So they allowed once in a year, 14th of February, what would happen? A lot of women would be there. Their names would be written on a piece of paper. And there will be some kind of a container there and their names are inside. The men will be there. They'll look at the women and then you choose one piece of paper and the name comes out. They make Alan, get this lady's name. She comes, this boy goes and fulfills his desire and does whatever he wants. What does he do? So this way, you know, permission was given to them by the Romans. Do whatever you want. Nobody says nothing. It was not illegal. This was legal. But at that time, of course, you had the followers of Isa alayhi salam, Christians. So some of the pious Christian people, because of a Nabi, they said, this is haram. This is wrong. And we don't want this. And so you had a lot of the priests who were against this. One of the individuals who was against this was a man whose name was Valentine. He didn't like this. So Valentine didn't like this. So what had happened is that anyway, they arrested him for going against the Romans, this and that. Eventually, you know, he was killed, he died, whatever. And then come next year, 14th of February, they decided that we will give this day a name, Saint Valentine's, as if it is something that is good, something that has got piety in it, because Saint Valentine, again you see the musty of the name, Saint Valentine. And so from there, Saint Valentine's Day is celebrated. But what we don't understand, my respected brothers, is that why is it we want to follow every other custom and culture that is out there? Why don't we take pride in the fact that we are Muslims? Why? Allahu Akbar. You'll find that a wife will say, what are you buying for me for Valentine's Day? And when the husband says, you know, Valentine's Day is not jais, Molly Saab said that. But I'm your wife. Kya kehti ho? I am your wife. How many people gave a present, huh? Make sure none of you do this, huh? But then, you know, you won't believe it. You know, TripAdvisor review. There was somebody who wrote on that review page. Look at this. Inshallah, on February 14, Valentine's Day, I'm going to Umrah with my girlfriend. What did he write? Look at the Muslim community. Inshallah, on February 14, Valentine's Day, I'm going to Umrah with my girlfriend. Can you please suggest for me the best and suitable room with the lowest rate? Thanks and best regards. Why are we not proud of who we are? Why are we not proud of who we are? And so, my respected brothers, the youth that are here, in Islam, we are told that we should love our legal partners to whom we are married, alhamdulillah, and this is not a ploy of shaitan, this is the decree of Allah. And I want the brothers to listen to me until the end, please. Nobody walks out. Listen carefully. We work hard so that the right topic is given. So, alhamdulillah, is taken out from the Quran and Hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is the narrator of this Hadith. Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, latattabi'anna sanana man kana qablakum. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about his ummat, he said, verily, without a doubt, all of you, as in people from amongst my ummah, you will follow a group of people that came before me, as in before my ummah. Shibran bi shibrin wa zira'in bi zira'in, hatta law dakhalu juhra dabbin tabi'tumuhum. They will follow these people span by span, inch by inch, cubit by cubit. In fact, if they entered the hole of a lizard, somebody from my ummah will also follow them by entering the hole of a lizard. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, are you referring that we will follow the Yahud and Nasara? The Yahud and Nasara, the Christians and the Jews? Allah's Nabi said, then who am I talking about? Then who am I talking about? Who am I talking about? That you will want to follow them span by span. Whatever they do, they will have a chotli here, you will have a chotli here. Now sometimes we get somebody who comes with a chot, I feel like cutting it with the scissors. Yeah, I want to know in which hadith this hairstyle is jais. Which hadith? Which hadith? What are you, what kind of a style are you looking for? Why don't you be proud of who you are? Promote good values, be good, be who you are, be proud of the fact that you're a Muslim. You're clean, alhamdulillah, when you go to the toilet, you wash your private parts. Who does that today? You tell me. Who washes the private parts like how a Muslim will wash the private parts? Musalman ki dubur kitni saaf hogi, main yun keh raha hoon aapko. Muslim is so clean. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi is saying, you will follow them inch by inch. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this in anger. And he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." And on the day of Qiyamah, you people will be with them, not with me. You will be with them, not with me. Who are you going to follow? And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept this. So Valentine's
has got nothing to do with Islam. In fact, February is named after the Roman god. All of these names. Your Wednesday and your Thursday, Thos, and your Monday, your Moon Day, and your Saturday, and your Sunday. All of these are Roman gods, named after Roman gods. Subhanallah al-Azim. So we should be very careful. If the people of Kufr, those who don't have Iman, they want to do whatever they want, they have the freedom. But we have to follow a particular line. If we are not going to follow this line, my respected brothers, then the same thing will happen to Islam that happened to Christianity. The problem with Christianity is a great Nabi came to them, that is Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. And so in the beginning, the people who followed Jesus, they would oppose something that was against the teachings of a Nabi. But then after a while, what would happen? They would want to compromise. What would happen? They will want to. But in Islam, you will find it doesn't happen. That is why you'll find for some people, Islam is like, you know, this sore on the thumb you have. And very difficult, because in Islam there is no compromise. What is it? There is no compromise, no matter who it is. What the Quran says is what it will be, finished. You know, and whatever you want to do after that, you want to do, because they are not going to budge. That is the straight line. And that is the line that the teachings of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Otherwise what happens, we are losing everything in this dunya. What are we doing? We are losing everything in this dunya. So for us, my respected brothers, you'll find a lot of our people today, they say, I'm in love. Actually, it is not love, it is lust. What is it? It is a trap that the shaitan has put forward. I know students that are in Darul Uloom, that are in their fourth year and fifth year, and have got 1 year to finish the alim class. Shaitan works on them. Yaar, ye maulvi banega, it will be very detrimental, very dangerous. Now he's walking Spiny Hill Park. Few girls look at him. He looks at the girl. Look at him. Look at the girl. I'm in love. Now he falls in love. Now he can't study mishkats. He can't study the book. He can't study the Quran. Because the mind is somewhere else. He's in college, a Muslim boy. Smart, intelligent boy. He could have become whatever he wants to become. But the shaitan is trapping him. Why this Muslim boy should not become successful? If he gets the wrong person in life, then shaitan will laugh. Because everything in his whole life is going to be wrong. Everything in his whole life is going to be wrong. So for an example, my respected brothers, when you tell somebody that, you know, mashallah, that there is this good lady here and, you know, she's good, and why don't you get married to her? Our mindset now has changed. So now you will find that even the youth will say to us, but Mauli Sahab, how can I marry a person who I don't know? What? Am I right, Adibai? How do I get married to a person who I don't know? This is not right. This is what shaitan puts in front. Okay, the question is, how long do you want to know her for? For 3 months? 4 months? 5 months? 6 months? 1 year? How long do you want to know her? And you see, I want to know her so I know she's the right woman for me so I can get married. So what shaitan says is, okay, start texting her, WhatsApping her, messaging her, Instagram me, this, that. Let her show you the pictures. Then now slowly you start meeting. Now brothers, I'm talking to you because these are the things that are always rampant. So now you start meeting her. The father doesn't know, the mother doesn't know, but the shaitan is sitting behind in the car. Where is shaitan sitting? Behind. The person is driving a nice car, the girl is there, and who is behind? Can you see the shaitan? And when the two people are sitting together, shaitan says, Khattam. What does he say? They say that if Rabia Bisriya and Junaid Baghdadi were together in a room, both of them at at an extraordinary level of wilayat, piety, even then, he says, I would have the power for both of them to do zina. So now slowly what happens? The shaitan says, why don't you touch her hand? What is it? So now you touch her hand. Then the shaitan says, you know what? You're going. You've seen her twice. Give her a kiss. So now you give her a kiss on the cheeks. Then say, give her a kiss on the lips. Then you give her a kiss on the lips. Now shaitan says, you know what? In the car, it's too tight. You know, somebody might see you in the car park. You've got the money. You're working. Mashallah. Book a hotel. 50, 60 pounds. Right? Shaitan makes you a Maulvi at that time. You're clever. You think everything. So now you are in a hotel. So now you are in a hotel with a lady. It might be a Muslim girl that you are deciding. Lo behold, the temptation is there in a man and a woman. And then the shaitan says, no, no, it's fine. You can take it all the way because your intention is sincere. You are going to marry her. What are you going to be doing? You're going to marry her. It started from boyfriend and girlfriend. Now you are sleeping in a hotel with somebody's daughter. With somebody's daughter. The father doesn't know. The mother don't know. The father don't know about the son. The parents, bichara, you know, they don't know nothing about the daughter. And here he is, this man, he thinks I'm cool. You know, and I'm doing zina. But he doesn't realize when a person fornicates, the malaika take out from his heart iman. What is it? This is in the hadith. That iman, Islam, is taken out. Allah forbid, if he was to die in this manner, there is a big question mark. Has he died as a Muslim or has he died as a kafir? Allah says. And so what happens? Iman is lifted up. And this is the games that shaitan makes a person play. And then what happens? Now he is meeting her regularly, two times, three times, because you're enjoying her. And then shaitan tells him that, you know, you've tasted her, mashallah, you've seen how she is, you've seen whatever she is. Now, you know, you can forget her. Look for another woman. Look for her. Now imagine you have spoiled somebody's life. Would anybody like this to be done to their daughter, to their sister? That you go and just do whatever a husband and wife would do. That is why the laws in Islam are there to save the chastity and the honor of two individuals. If you don't know them, it's fine. You can meet in the company of the parents or the elders once, twice, three times, four times, five times. How many times do you want to know? Obviously, shaitan is going to make you fight. Even when you get married, you are going to get fight. Are you not going to get into fights? You will get into fights. So this is how shaitan plays with the mind. He makes you say that, you know, you love her. And this is the darling of your life and this is the love of your life. Actually, this is not. This is not. That is why. And then shaitan takes it at a different level. Now with the same word love, what he is promoting, if a man falls in love with a man, what's wrong? It's love. Look at how he promotes the logic. A man is in love with a man. So what? Lesbians, you know, a woman loves a woman. So what? So then they say that, you see, I'd rather be with this person because I'm getting love from him. This is not love, this is lust. This is from shaitan. What is it? Then I always say, my respected brothers, and I will be very open, but I tell you why I'm open, because I know that we live in a world where even our children and youth know everything. They know more than what we will know. A time will come, and in fact now you will see people are saying that it is safer for a man to marry his sister because he knows his sister from the young age. He knows the temperament, the mizaj of how she is. So she would be a good wife because she is in the same household. She knows the family orientation. Incest. What is it? Incest. For a father to have a relationship, Allah save us. For a brother and a sister and things like that. This is what is happening. And then what will happen? They will say, oh no, you know what? Because they love this, we must legalize this. What will happen? They will want to legalize this. That is why, alhamdulillah, the Quran, Islam, is a book of law that tells you and guides you what is right and what is wrong. What is right and what is wrong. Now, let us go back to the Quran. The Quran tells us that Allah has created us and we are in this dunya to be tested. What are we? To be tested. There are five categories in which a person will be tested. And most of the time, false love is visible there. What is visible? False love. That's what in the Islamic terminology we call it ishq-e haqiqi and ishq-e majazi. Ishq-e haqiqi and ishq-e majazi. One is true love and one is, you know, this false love. Ishq-e majazi. So the Quran says five categories. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. Five. Allah is saying that Shaitan will beautify for you and will want to trap you in five things. The first category he will want to trap you in is what? Minan Nisa. What is it? Minan Nisa. What is that? A woman. A woman. He will want to trap you. Sometimes you will find that a husband and wife, they have got beautiful children, they are happy living together, and then all of a sudden there is this model woman working for you. And then the shaitan is always bringing that woman close to you. And she will put on all her fragrance and shaitan will say to you, Isko dekho, dekho, dekho. Your wife doesn't even look like this woman. Very beautiful woman. Very beautiful woman. Then he starts thinking, oh, you know what? Oh yeah, I'm a man. I can marry two wives. I forgot. Kya kehta hai shaitan isko? Oh yeah, I can marry. अरे तुम्हें नानी माँ याद दिलाएगी ये सेकंड वाइफ बनाओगे तो क्या है नानी माँ याद आ जाएगी सेकंड वाइफ बनाओगे तो भाई अल्लाह हैज गिवन यू द अकल नॉट एवरी टॉम डिक एंड हैरी यू लाइक दिस वुमन एंड योर लस्ट इज देयर माय सेकंड वाइफ आफ्टर दैट अनदर वुमन कम्स ओ माय लस्ट इज देयर माय थर्ड वाइफ वाह ये तो अच्छा है एंड देन ओ यू लाइक अनदर वुमन ओ माय फोर्थ वाइफ एंड प्ले द इस्लामिक कार्ड. Is this how Islam is? There are conditions, my respected brothers. Conditions for a person to marry. With, you know, enjoyment comes great responsibility. You can't just do whatever you want in Islam. It's not that. So what happens, my respected brothers? He will try to break a relationship to make you suffer. Now, if a person falls into that trap, then if the wife finds out, oh ho, nightmare, she might leave. I'm going, this is going to happen, I'll do this, I'm taking you. Talaq, divorce papers, my children are with me. I'll take this property, I'll do this, I'll do that, and everything. And then you start and you sit and you wonder, KR, was this worth it? What is it? Was this worth it? You know, you put into equation everything is... For my life in this world, is this worth it? Is this worth it? Is this what I wanted in my life? Shaitan uses a woman to destroy good people. History speaks out that our great leaders were given Christian women, Jewish women, and they fell. Look at Spain. Look at Spain. I'm not going against Christian women, Spanish women, or... You know, anybody like that, at that time, talking about history, every human being is a human being and we respect everybody. But there are rules and regulations that we have to follow. In that reference, I am speaking. In that reference, I am speaking. So people, for us to understand. So the Quran says one way of trapping you is by a woman. Sometimes you might be married to a lady and a test comes to you by a woman. So this woman will say to you, oh, you know what? I want to wear a skirt. So the husband says, you know, I love this woman of mine, my wife. It's okay, wear a skirt. So now he's allowing her to wear a skirt. He's allowing her to open everything and reveal herself. Why? Because intense love. What is it called? False love. And then the Quran says, wal banin. Sometimes a person has blind love for the children. So now the son will say to the father, Abbajan, I will get married once only. I want music in my nikah. I want music in the hall. What is it? I want music in the hall. Abbaji, I don't want, you know, segregation. I want everybody mixed. I want this, I want that. And I want to spend 50,000, 60,000. Abba sometimes says, koi baat nahi. وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِدَّةِ I'm going to translate it in the modern world today. وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ means Allah tests people by money and wealth. And then, وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ beautiful cars. In those days it was horses, but now cars. A person will be tested by beautiful fast cars. And then, وَالْحَرْثِ would mean your businesses. So now this man is so busy in his business that the adhan is there, he's not going to pray namaz. That the namaz are now qadha. So all of these things are what you call false love. What is it? False love. So there is one golden rule, my respected brothers, inshallah, just a few more minutes. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asiyatillah. You cannot obey the creation of Allah if it is going to disobey Allah. You don't obey the creation of Allah if it is going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a golden rule. So it becomes easy for us to understand. Where the law of Allah is broken, you don't have to do ita'at of anybody. You don't have to. You only do ita'at and you follow who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a golden rule that we have to follow. Another very important ruling, my respected brothers, is that you'll see that a lot of people say, arrange marriage. What is it? As if arrange marriage is something really bad. You know, very, very bad, arrange marriage. Subhanallah. Love marriage. If you look at the statistics, when you look at the love marriages, how many love marriages have lasted 6 months? What, you're married for 1 year? Huh? 1 year. Ajib, 1 year. It's something. Love marriage, 1 year. How many marriages, love marriage have lasted for so long? And that love marriage, is there true love in this? That is why, my respected brothers, in Islam, alhamdulillah, there is a compromise. And what is that compromise? That person who wants to get married, obviously he has been given a choice. But it is not just his own individual choice, because marriage is something that affects everybody. What does it do? It affects the entire family, all of the people. And so in Islam, we say that guidance must be taken by your family, the people that are around you, the one who is your wali. Take guidance from him, because we don't know, is this genuine love that you have? Or is this lust? Or is this shaitan trying to trap you because you're a mu'min and a Muslim and shaitan is trapping you? We don't know. So now Islam has protected every one of us by one beautiful hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and listen to this very carefully, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. There is no nikah, but only with the permission of the father. What did he say? What did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? There is no nikah, but only with the permission of the father. If the father is not there, then the uncles, grandfather, the elders, the men folks that are there. So there is a whole line of people who are qualified to be the wali. So you have to go through that one by one. Because all of the family is there to protect him. I get phone calls. Assalamu alaikum. Ji, what's happening? Mali sahab, imam sahab, we want to get married. MashaAllah, we found your organization on the website. Acha? MashaAllah. So do you do nikah? Yes, Imam Sahib does nikah. So we are prepared to pay anything, you know, mosque, we will cover anything. Whatever you tell us, we'll pay the fees. So okay, where do you live? Leeds. Where do you live? Leeds. And you are phoning me where? Does that make sense to any of you? You are living in Bradford and you are phoning me in Leicester. So I say to them, brothers, you know, if you want, we can get you in touch with some alims in Leeds. Waste of money, petrol, and you are coming all the way here. No, no, Mauli Sahab, you know what? Now the truth comes out. Now the truth comes out. You know, Maulana, my girlfriend and I, the father is a very awkward person, you know, doesn't listen. And, you know, the family are not prepared. And so, you know, we both running away from Leeds. Maulana's knows us. They know us in Leeds. It's dangerous for us to make nikah in Leeds, you know. And so we thought, you know, if anybody is going to beat anybody up, let them beat you. So let them beat you, a group of, you know, brothers from Pakistan. You know, Pakistani brothers are very hostile people, you know. No offense, very tough people, you know. Wo to gusse aur jalali wale hote. Ek martaba aise hua tha. Mauli sahab, aapne nikah karai hamari beti ki. I said, Allah ki panah bhai kar. Take it easy. So that is why, you know, we are very now careful of what is happening. And so, you know, so everything comes on the Mauli sahab. What is happening? So why are you doing this? So no, we need to get married quickly. And then he says, you know, zina is not jais. I said, of course it's not jais. So, no. I says, look, you make dua, wake up for tahajjud, pray to Allah, pray 5 times a day. Allah is the one who takes control of the heart. When you turn to Allah, Allah will turn to you. When you turn to Allah, Allah will give you what you want. But here you are 40% Muslim, 30% Muslim, 20% Muslim. And you talk to Allah when you want. You pray namaz in your own time. You touch the Quran once in a week. And then you say, Allah is not listening to me. It doesn't work that way. You turn to Allah, switch to Allah completely. And you will see Allah will help you. How can somebody come? Allahu Akbar, if it was your daughter, would you like it? If it was your son, would you like it? Imagine the father and mother that looked after you. When you were young, they looked after you. They took care of you. They took you for Umrah. They would take you to the surgery. The mother sacrificed, you know, her entire job. She might be a professional, but she decided, you know what, I don't want to work. I want to look after my own children. And now when you are 16, 17, 18, you say goodbye and bye-bye to your mother and father. You came out from the stomach of that woman, Allahu Akbar, who looked after you. A lady who would read Surah Yasin every night when you were in the stomach. She would dream of you. She would ask 100 people, what shall I name my children? That father who in Hajj would not remember him, but he would remember you in front of Kaaba. He forgot himself, but he remembered you. Today you forgot him. Is this Islam? Remember, what you do is what you will get. Today you do this with your mother and father. Khuda ki qasam, wallah, I am sitting on the pulpit. Before you die, you will see this happening to you. You will see it happening to you. This is the sunnah. This is the tartib of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. What is this? Are we going to allow every Tom, Dick and Harry just to grab any woman they like and run away and make nikah? Is this mazak? Is this mazak? Nobody should make just nikah like that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, take the blessings of your father. Take the blessings of your mother. Take the blessings of your mother. But if they are telling you that my son or my daughter, look, we are your parents. We want you to get married. We want you to be happy. Which father and mother will not want their children to be happy, my respected brothers? You find any parents like that? But the father is telling and the mother is telling that beta, beti, this person is not the right person for you. But this person is not prepared to understand. Shaitan is telling him, no, it is right. Why? Possibly he wants to trap you, possibly. But otherwise, what is the reason for the mother and father to say no to you? The father and mother, I know if there is compatibility and right people, the fathers will want to get married, the son, in 1 week. In 1 week. Nikah kar lo, koi baat. So my youth that are here, please, remember Allah comes first. What is it? Allah comes first. I have seen brothers who are of Hindu faith. What is it? Hindu faith. Who have accepted Islam. And they gave an ultimatum to the wife. And they said, you know what? I like you. I love you. You are my wife. But I have chosen one path, and that is the path that will take me to Jannah. And you are not of that path. And I ask you that, will you be a Muslim? And if she says no, she is not a Muslim. There have been people who, for the pleasure of Allah and the intense love of Allah, have left everything and says, no, no, my Allah comes first, then human beings. Ajeeb. And we today are prepared to slap our parents? And you think we will get dua? You think we will get Jannat? Allah's Nabi, somebody came to him, O Nabi of Allah, you know, how do I know if Allah is happy with me or not? He says, go and ask your father, is he happy with you? If he is happy with you, Allah is happy with you. These are the good teachings of Islam. O Nabi of Allah, where is Jannah? Jannah is at the feet of your mother. Ma ke pair ko dabao. Abba ke pair ko dabao. Look after them. Listen to them. They are your parents. They are telling you what is right and what is wrong. They will tell you. And if for some reason you feel that, you know, some of the parents, they are very cultural people. I also understand that. And you know what? Not for genuine reason, they are saying yes or no to that person. When that lady is pious, when that lady is compatible, when that girl is the right age, the right woman, she's in scarf, parda, and both are pious. But despite that, the mother and father is saying no. Then the sin is upon the parents. What is it? The guna is upon the parents. Because every compatibility, the condition is fulfilled, yet you are making life difficult for your children. This is guna. So what should happen? Then they should go to the outer circle of the family and try to convince, the outer relations should convince the immediate father and mother that, look, you know what, this is wrong and this is what he's doing. And then obviously you try to enforce. And then you can even go to the community, to the imam or anybody. The imam can speak also. Okay, bhai, what is happening? Why not? Let them get married. Let them do nikah. This is good for you. So maybe he will understand. But don't allow shaitan to trap us. This is a very easy statement. I love you. I love you. You know, if you look at statistics, how many students, boys and girls, have done zina, fornicated, in their years of study. There was one professor, he wrote an article, and he said that the amount of fornication that takes place in universities and colleges, it can put Sodom and Gomorrah to shame. What did he say? It can put the people of Lut to shame. Non-Muslim saying that. And he says the worst thing that has happened is that the students share the dormitory. The students share the dormitory. And then they have spring holidays and this holidays and Allahu Akbar. And you know, free items are given to them. Have, look at this word, how nice it is. Safe sex. Aha, wah, 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 ji, mashallah. Safe sex. And there was a professor who said, you are policing drugs and alcohol in universities. Why are you not policing promiscuity, behayai, sexuality? Why don't you take control of that? They know, because they don't want this. They want people to become the lowest of the low. And we are falling for that. So we have to save our ummah, our group of people. This is something very important. Inshallah, just to end, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us guidance that generally there are a few things that a person will look at when he wants to marry. If a boy wants to marry a girl or a girl wants to marry a boy, these are the things that they look at. تُنْكَهُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعِينَ. Four things. لِمَالِهَا. Sometimes you will see, oh, this girl is rich. Sometimes you'll say that this boy is rich. وَلِحَسَبِهَا. Sometimes you look at the fact that, okay, the khandan, the lineage, you know, who is this person? Sometimes the third, wali jamaliha. Then they will look at, you know, how handsome is this bloke or how pretty is this lady. So you look at beauty. So you look at family, you look at beauty, you look at wealth. And then there are also good, decent people who will look at piety. What should you look at? Piety. Allah's Nabi said, فَزْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Remember what I am telling you. Look at piety. Never mind everything else. Is this lady, is this boy praying 5 times a day? Does this boy have the fear of Allah? Does this boy understand the Quran, Sharia? Will he look after me? Because when you get married, my respected brothers, you are going to use the stomach of that lady and choose her stomach for your children to come in this dunya. It is very serious. Very serious. So you have to have the right people. That is why also the parents have to instill the fear of Allah in the hearts of our children. They should be people of taqwa, making sure they understand what is a sin, what is guna, and that they should not be playing games in the name of Valentine, because all this is guna. And so, inshallah, Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. In reality, the real love is for Allah. The real love is for Allah. And with the love of Allah, whoever Allah has decreed, with the guidance of your family members, the people around you, yes, you have a choice. Nobody is going to force you. But at least listen to the elders who are telling you, there is a possibility what they are telling you is right. Now you buy a car. So you don't just buy a car, you are going to call a mechanic, am I right? So now you see this beautiful car, but the mechanic is saying the body is good, the engine is crap. What are you going to do? Just look at the body and buy the car? No. The mechanic is telling you that look, only outside everything looks good, inside everything is gone. Everything is gone. Don't buy this. So now this man still doesn't want to listen to the mechanic. No, I am going to buy. Now you want to buy a house. So you look at the house. Beautiful house. Oh, beautiful garden. Back garden. You know, trees and subhanallah. So beautiful. Beautiful bedrooms, everything. And at a very reasonable price. So now you are looking at everything. And then you are informed that there is some structural problem with the building. Something to do with the foundation. And the people tell you that, you know what, beautiful house from the outside, but better not to buy. So when there's problem with the structure, the foundation of the house, are you going to buy? Imagine you've got 100,000 pounds. You will ask 100 people, where am I going to invest? So now you want to get married to a person. Are you just going to say, no, she loves me, I love Basam, no, we like each other, and that's it, we're getting married. You have to be very, very careful. You know, when you go for a holiday, you like that place, you're not going to stay there. You put a chewing gum in your mouth, that flavor will be there only for how long? After that, you want to spit that chewing gum. But you have to decide that, is this person the right person for me? Is this woman the right woman for me? Is this husband the right husband for me? Somebody came to Maulana Masihullah Sahib. Oh, Hazrat, you know what? My daughter, I found the right person for him. Oh, mashallah, right person. So what did you look at him? Hazrat, he's got a beard. Bas. Mufti Masihullah Sahib started to laugh. So for your daughter, all you looked at is a beard. For your daughter to get married to, for you choosing a son-in-law, all you did is just looked at the beard. Aray bhai, there are so many things you look at, the akhlaq, the namaz. You know, is he stingy? What? All of these things you look into, you look at everything and then you decide what is right and what is wrong. Allah, give us the tawfiq. Why is it that we take advice and we accept advice in everything of this dunya, but when it comes to fulfilling our own lust and desire, we want to fall in that trap without taking advice from our elders. Allah, give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين